What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm filling in for Pat. John Gibbons, environmental journalist, is in favour of a cash cull. He's highlighting the ecological damage that cats do, stray cats do, to killing birds and other wildlife. And he joins us on the line. John, it's nice to talk to you about something that you're not demonising the farmers. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Ivan.
So, are you not a cat lover or you are a cat lover?
I'm not a cat person as such, but I'm nothing against cats, Ivan. I suppose some people are cat people. I'm more of a dog person, I have to admit. But I suppose the point of the exercise here really is to look at the impact of cats on our ecological systems. And I suppose the first thing to say about cats really is that they're apex predators. They may be small, but they're basically, I suppose, natural-born killers. They're incredibly agile. I mean, think of a cat really as a scaled-down tiger. And then imagine letting that tiger loose in your garden. Maybe that's the best way to think about it. We tend to think of cats as cuddly and all the rest. They're cuddly with us because we're 20 times larger than them. But when you release a cat into the wild, right, then you've got a whole different proposition on your hands. And I'll give you a few numbers if I might.
Yeah.
It's reckoned there's about 750,000 cats in Ireland, right? And very hard to get exact numbers on this, but if we take their average killing rate, say in the UK, and apply it back to Ireland, we reckon they're killing about 16 million birds and small mammals every year in Ireland, right? Now, imagine if anything else was involved in that level of killing of wildlife, we'd be up in arms about it. But we do have a strange blind spot about cats. For example, if you have a dog and you walk your dog, you're supposed to keep it on a leash, as you know. But with people with their cats, they just push them out in the back garden and say, off you go, Moggy, we'll see you later. And for example, many people push their cats out at night, and that's the most dangerous time. So I suppose approaching a story like this, you always have to be very careful because people are going to be offended by it, especially when it's pitched in a particular way. But we have allowed, because we treat them as pets and we've given them a particular place in our sort of human-dominated ecosystems. The issue with cats simply is that there's far too many of them around, both domestic and feral cats. And there was an issue as well, Ivan, in Ireland and elsewhere during COVID. There was an increase in cat purchasing, cat ownership. And then when people started going back to the office, quite a number of these cats, instead of being put down or given back, were just pushed out the back and set into the wild. So we've seen an increase in feral populations. So the issue, like so many ecological issues, it's really about balance or the loss of balance. And I mentioned the data for Ireland. If we look at the US, for example, it's estimated in the US that feral and domestic cats kill somewhere between 1.5 and 4 billion birds annually, right? So it's a pretty incredible rate. And when you consider that bird populations in Ireland and elsewhere are already under extreme pressure because of habitat loss, because of loss of food supplies through the use of pesticides and so on and so forth. Adding, if you like, cat pressure on top of that is just taking many bird populations closer to extinction.
Okay. The reason we're actually covering this today is that there was a story we read in New Zealand, in North Cambry. They have a fundraising festival each year whereby they have a cat hunt, and you catch the cat, you kill the cat, and there was 340 cats killed, and this was because they were in favour of a feline cull. I mean, it sounds barbaric to me.
Yeah, I suppose we might think it's barbaric, but the issue, for example, particularly in Australia and New Zealand, is they have many ground nesting birds. I mean, let's take the iconic kiwis. This is the national bird of New Zealand. This is a ground nesting bird. Kiwis have been taken to the edge of extinction by cats, right? They have no defense against cats. And this has happened, of course, we've seen bird populations, particularly in islands where humans arrived to islands, and within maybe 20 years, all the birds in the islands were killed because they were ground nesting, because they evolved, Ivan, without the presence of mammals. And then you have these highly adapted mammal hunters arrived with humans, and their populations exploded as they wiped out the easy-peasy. I mean, imagine how easy it is for a cat to kill a ground-nesting bird, for example, that's trying to defend its nest. So it makes them easy targets. So the issue really, and I've looked at this, say, in particularly in Australia and New Zealand, basically their wildlife is being obliterated by invasive species. And I should use that phrase. The issue about cats, for example, in many parts of the world, is that they're an invasive species. However cuddly you might think they are, they impose huge hazards on the landscapes that they enter, particularly when they enter those landscapes in large numbers. And of course, Ivan, the key thing with cats is they have no predator. There's no other animal, for example. You know, let's say in another context, if you have coyotes applying a lot of pressure to small mammals in a particular ecosystem, that's fine as long as the wolves are there to manage the coyotes. But what do humans love to do? They love to kill wolves, so the coyote population explode. That has a trickle down effect. So we see that generally humans are great at knocking out apex predators and introducing other ones.
Okay. So what do you say to me, John, insofar as that I got to 62 years of my life a couple of years ago and I wasn't really a cat person. There might be a few cats out the back when I was a child or whatever. Did have a sheepdog when I was farming and did have a pet Labrador and all that kind of thing, but had no pet. Deirdre's absolutely nuts about gardening. She found all her plants were being ate by the rabbits. And she said, what was she going to do? So I said, I'd shoot them. She said, no. What she'd do is she got two cats. So she went to Gorey. She went to the shelter. She got two neutered cats. And for the last 2 years, I have completely been infatuated, not by my wife, but by Millie and Bella. I absolutely adore them. I have a row with her every day because I'd allow them in the bed with me. And when she goes to do shopping, I let them into the house. I don't tell her. She insists on putting them out at night. I have lovely little pooches for them to stay in and so on. I mean, like, at night, are Millie and Bella killing stuff?
Almost certainly. I mean, for example, the time that cats are most active, Ivan, is between dusk and dawn. Unfortunately, that is also the time that many birds are most active, and particularly approaching dawn. So cats that are let out overnight are likely to be killing. Yeah, of course they are. And for example, I don't know how effective your cats have been in managing your rabbit population.
Oh, no, they've got rid of every rabbit in the place. They've actually delivered on that front.
Oh, well, absolutely. And you can be sure if they've delivered on rabbit extermination that they will also...
Well, I hate rats. I want them to kill the rats.
Sure.
I hate rats.
And yeah, the issue here is probably the issue here is that we don't get to decide. I suppose there's certain species that we like and certain species that we don't like. If I said to you that your much loved cats were also ripping apart songbirds, you'd probably be horrified.
Well, no, we do have trays now for the songbirds, but we raise them up high enough to give them food all year round. And we have lovely, just outside our side window there, you can see all the little tits and all the, we actually have woodpeckers and we have jays and beautiful coloured birds. I'm for the birds, don't get me wrong, but like I don't connect the two issues. The one question I want to ask you is, I got up yesterday morning Sunday morning, and I saw two foxes in the front field. Would a fox kill a cat?
It might. Generally speaking, these creatures tend to mind their own business, right? That's a strange thing. I know humans find that hard to believe, that animals go about their business without necessarily ripping into each other. We have this kind of idea, stylized idea, that the animal kingdom is full of extreme violence and they're always tearing each other to shreds. That's actually mostly humans in contact with the animal kingdom. No, generally speaking, foxes will are unlikely to predate on cats. Now, if they ended up in the same tight space, yeah, it's possible that a fox could kill a cat. I it would be a, probably a very scrawny fox that a cat would be able to kill. Maybe a pup, but I would think they would have a mutual respect to Ivan. They'd probably stay clear.
See, my concern is she has two hens, and would you believe it? She has two hens. One hen attacked the other hen and ate all the feathers around its arse, and it was a serious problem. She had to separate the two cats, and I'm afraid the fox is going to jump the electric fence and kill the poor hen. Any penny, she calls her.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, foxes have an instinct for killing the same as any other predator. And I suppose you have to, you know, thing is, we, of course, have domesticated animals like hens, like sheep and so on. And they present, that means we have to take over the job because they have no natural protection. We have to protect them instead. And we can't really blame natural predators like foxes if they simply go about the business. And if we provide them with a ready lunch, they're not going to turn it down. So I guess in that case, the onus is on, you know, if you want to keep a hen or whatever, the onus is on us to make sure that you have fox-proof your enclosure, Ivan, and make sure there's no fur and feathers flying in that regard.
All right. My thanks to John Gibbons. They're explaining how the impact of cats on the ecology, particularly the bird population. Thank you for joining us. I'll leave the last word on this to Pat in Dublin, who's texted in. Ivan, I have this horrible vision of you as the ruthless baddie in a Bond movie, sitting in your lair, rubbing your cat while James Bond is getting tortured. I don't know. The standard of listeners that Pat Kenny has is beyond belief.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.